This is KCUR. For the past 4 months, Kansas City has found itself at the center of a national debate whether or not to raise the minimum wage. Supporters say low-wage workers need the money to survive, while opponents claim that a wage hike would wreck the local economy. KCUR's Cody Newell has followed both sides of the issue and files this report.
For the past year or so, it's become common to see groups of protesters and low-wage workers dressed in bright red shirts rallying outside of local McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway restaurants in Kansas City.
We will not stop until we get $15 in a union.
That was from a stand-up KC rally outside a McDonald's in Midtown last April. Stand-up is part of a broader national push for a $15 an hour minimum wage. For the past week, they've camped outside City Hall in anticipation of a minimum wage ordinance that City Council will vote on this afternoon.
I have to spend all my money either paying my aunt to live there or putting food in my boyfriend's house.
That's Dana Whitman, a Subway worker who has protested with Stand Up KC for 2 years now. She's one of dozens who say Missouri's $7.50 an hour minimum wage simply isn't enough to live on.
I'm bouncing between places, so I don't get to save up anything to be able to have my own.
Whitman and the other protesters say $15 an hour would help them get off public assistance and become financially independent. When it was first introduced, the ordinance called for a $15 an hour wage by 2020. Now the latest draft reels that back to $8.50 an hour this year and $13 an hour by 2023. Mayor Sly James summed up the difficult questions that the council faces.
Everything about this is tough. What's the right number? What impact will it really have on business and employees? Will teenagers be hurt? At what point does a business close down? We don't know the answers to those things.
For some, though, a big minimum wage increase spells doom for business. Bud Nickel of the Hotel and Lodging Association of Greater Kansas City says there's no doubt among the hotel and restaurant industries that they'll suffer if the council adopts a large hike.
If this happens in Kansas City, Missouri, what's going to stop business from relocating to Riverside, to North Kansas City, to Kansas?
But there are some who say these fears aren't real. UMKC economics professor Linwood Talheed says opponents to the minimum wage ordinance often cite studies that assume a wage increase will lead to higher prices for goods and higher unemployment. But Talheed says a study by two Princeton economists on New Jersey's minimum wage increase from $4.25 an hour to $5.05 an hour in 1992 shows that a higher wage won't derail the local economy.
There was no effect on employment or unemployment in New Jersey as a result of them increasing their minimum wage before Pennsylvania. And there have been lots of other studies of that type since then, and they have invariably found that there is no effect.
Talheed did say that the price of goods would likely go up if the minimum wage was increased, but said that businesses could find ways to reduce that through more efficient training and reduced employee turnover. And though he supports a large minimum wage increase, Talheed also questions whether a modest increase would ultimately help low-wage workers because most wouldn't qualify for SNAP benefits or child care tax credits if their income goes above a certain cap.
You know, if they had a $100 increase in their wages and a $120 decrease in their food stamps, would they still be for it? And I would imagine that if they were asked in that way, they would say, no, I need at least a $120 increase in my wages.
While there's little agreement on what an increase could mean for Kansas City's economy and low-wage workers, there's even less agreement about a powerful obstacle, state law. Councilman Ed Ford says that historically, minimum wage increases have seen pushback from the state.
The state legislature has passed a statute that says no city shall enact a minimum wage. That was done a number of years ago.
But in 2002, the Missouri Supreme Court dismissed a challenge to a living wage ordinance in St. Louis that gives public employees a higher wage. And a bill sponsored by Representative Dan Shaw that would have prohibited cities from raising the minimum wage on their own was vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon last week. Shaw says if Kansas City raises wages, the issue will likely go to court. And even though he stands by his bill's ban on local minimum wage ordinances, Shaw says the legislature or ballot initiatives could take up the lead on raising wages in 2016.
There are several ballot initiatives out there that have been certified or are going to be certified, and I think we'll probably see something on the ballot in 2016 if the General Assembly fails to react to raising the minimum wage or adjusting it some way.
The Kansas City Council has vowed to take action during the council session today. But if one thing is clear from the disagreement and legal issues surrounding the minimum wage, any move they make is unlikely to be the final word on the issue. Cody Newell, KCUR News.